Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Oh, yeah. What's your experience been at work when you feel like you're doing all the work? You're doing all of it.
What?
How do you manage that? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Text Roulette brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Is this one of those things in the job duties that say extra duties as assigned that they don't have to spell it out for you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to do your job too and my job?
Oh,
didn't realize that.
What?
The full text that we received this morning, the one that we landed on here, says, so I'm running into a problem at work. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot more than my coworker is doing. It's been that way since I started. She might be just burnt out. I don't know. However, I'm getting exhausted, although I know I get paid more than her. Does that entitle me to continue to do more work than her? What do I do? Here's the core issue. It's draining you because you're taking on more. And even though you get paid more than this person is not pulling their weight and getting the job done, because you're wondering if the higher pay justifies the imbalance, so which is a fair question, but I don't think it's right. If they're not doing their job.
Is she burned out or is it, maybe she found out you're making more money than me? All right, well, then you can do more work. I'm just going to sit back here and, scroll Facebook, whatever. Come on, man. It's a team. Don't you work together as a team? Pull your weight.
Well, and
but how do you do that? How do you say anything to this person?
Eesh. You go to the manager is what you do.
And they're going to poke this person, get the fire stoked under them? Mixed Family, what do you think? 414-432-1099. Did you ever deal with somebody like this? I'll just do all your work and you can just sit back and chill.
Because getting paid more doesn't mean that you do limitless work and it all falls on you.
Especially,
but there's clearly an imbalance. And if you talk about how she's getting burnt out, you're going to get burnt out. And it sounds like you already are.
Sounds like it, yeah. I'm exhausted already. I'm exhausted just hearing this. Gosh.
Okay, so what do y'all think? And what has your experience been? Maybe you're a manager. Perhaps you've had to go to a manager about an employee. But that's the right course of action to take here. 414-432-1099. You need to speak up. Or if you know the person that you feel is taking advantage of you, say something directly to them. Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Susan Worley. I'm actually listening to your show, and I'm a business coach. I'd like to answer the question.
Bring it.
Susan Worley, isn't your daughter Alex Worley?
Well, it is. How did you know that?
Well, I just know the last name.
Well, there you go.
If y'all, Alex Worley, she's a fantastic follow on social media.
Yeah, she's fun.
She's really, really fun. And you are a business coach, Susan?
I am. I have been for 36 years.
Amazing. So yes, you are the expert. What advice do you have?
Well, what I always say to my clients is the best thing to do is to take your projects and to lay them out in what I call a dashboard. So it's visual. Lay out who's supposed to be doing what.
Oh, who's responsible for this and that? Okay.
By when? Because a lot of times that's not clear. And people, work at different paces. Some people are more perfectionistic. But if you lay out exactly what's expected, then you can hold each other accountable and negotiate differences. Otherwise, you don't have that clarity. What do you have to talk about?
Yeah. What is the biggest question that people come to you about when they reach out to a business coach? What are they looking for?
Well, it's usually dynamics like this between mm-hmm. people. You know, people's egos get in the way and they dig in their feet. And
they do?
You know, I call it the ego at work. In fact, that was the name of one of my books. But it's things like this. And they want to know how to communicate and resolve conflict. And I always say it begins with clarity.
It's almost like you're saying have a game plan, have something all written out and who's responsible for what.
And that way you can look at it. You can actually see the dysfunction or see where there's a big imbalance on things.
Right.
It makes a big difference when you can see it.
So, Susan, if people want to get in contact with you, where can they find you?
Well, they can go to my website. Thank you for that. Bizremedies.com.
B-I-Z-R-E.
Yep, bizremedies.com.
Okay.
Bizremedies.com.
B-I-Z. Remedies.
We need to have you on the show more because these are such great immediate action that people can take to try to figure out what's going on. Now, my other question, though, is once this mixed listener puts this chart together and can see the imbalance and get that clarity, what do they do next? Do you tell your clients to go up to the person? Do you tell them to go to a manager? Because you know those conversations, if they don't go well, then that means there's a ripple effect afterwards and there's some awkwardness or it's uncomfortable on the job.
Well, I always say begin with curiosity. My favorite phrase is to say, how might we figure this out? And when we ask that question and we seek to understand first, which means we're listening. That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. When we say, how might we figure this out? Then we sit there and we let that person tell us what they think. And we just keep asking questions. If they're like, well, I don't know. Well, if you did know, what would you know? You know, and then be quiet and just create the space for them to answer that. And if they tell you excuses like, well, I have too much to do, well, how might we figure that out? Keep asking the question, how might we figure that out? Because when it comes out of their mouth, it's brilliant. When it comes out of yours, it's bossy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. And you know
Susan,
what?
Susan, I have so many more questions for
Susan,
you.
Susan, exactly. And so do our listeners. We also have a text that says, you should ask Susan to call more often because I have some questions. Well, we all have questions.
And Susan, if you're willing to hang on, I would love to get you in contact with the mixed listener that texted in this morning.
That'd be great.
That would be great. What is the biggest mistake that a lot of us do when we're frustrated at work?
Well, we accuse. You know, it's human nature that we react and we start accusing and we start saying to people, well, you're not this, you're not that. And people get back on their, you know, heels, and we're not going to get cooperation and collaboration that way. And that's why stepping in with curiosity and asking, how might we handle this? It just engages people. It puts them in a more collaborative mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to resolve it that way.
So you're saying don't go home at night and just spill on your partner. Actually.
Well, right, because it doesn't resolve anything, right?
No, spill on Susan. Hire her.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.